Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Earlier this afternoon, the Israeli military issued an urgent evacuation notice to Tehran's 3rd District, an area that's home to more than 330,000 people. In a statement, the IDF said, "In the coming hours, the IDF will operate in the area, as it has in recent days throughout Tehran, to strike military infrastructure of the Iranian regime." Well, for reaction to what's been happening, I spoke a little earlier with Moshe Terpaz, who's a member of the Yesh Atid party in the Israeli Knesset, and that conversation happened just before the Islamic Republic of Iran news network, part of Iran's state TV broadcaster, was attacked by Israel. I began by asking Moshe Terpaz about that urgent warning for people to leave Tehran and whether Israel is targeting residential areas in the city.
No, Israel is only targeting army areas, but some of the army and nuclear places are actually in town of the wider town of Tehran. So Israel is doing, as always, its best to ask civilians to move aside, to move from their homes, in order that they won't get hurt when Israel is attacking.
And what if they don't have time to leave? Because the message sent to residents seems to say that bombs will start to fall within hours.
We don't attack when civilians are there. I can tell you from first hand, I used to be a chief of operations in the Gaza Strip. We do our best. We give enough time for the civilians to move, and we've done it already before. Our number one target, and this is also when we target number one officials in the terrorist army or those who deal with nuclear arms themselves, we ask civilians to move aside, and we use very accurate bombs as far as we can in order to fight terror and then not have civilians hurt as far as we can.
Well, we might stay with what's happening in Iran for the moment. And 90% of the people, of the 224 people who've been killed by Israel in Iran since June 13th, are civilians, 90% of them.
Look, Israel is now the front line of the Western world in order to prevent Iran being a nuclear country. And if Iran will have the bomb, hundreds of thousands and millions of people will die, because it's not, it won't have a bomb just for her fun. It's
right.
In order to target the Western world. So whatever
okay.
we are
we
doing
might
now
just, if you don't mind,
Iran,
Moshe, we'll get to whether or not Iran has a bomb in a second. But just to your statement that Israel is not targeting civilians and will avoid civilians, you've killed 224 people since June 13th, and 90% of them are civilians. So your statement is objectively untrue.
When I say we are not targeting civilians, I stand behind my say. When you fight a person that is hiding behind his people, and he is risking the lives of his civilians, so you do your best. But that's how you fight terror. That's the only way to fight it. And again, I can tell you from firsthand, the effort Israel is making. And you have to understand,
Iran has built an army of terror. The people that you killed, though, weren't hiding. They were sleeping in their beds in apartment blocks, weren't they?
Well, sometimes you have a terrorist sleeping in his bed, and that's the only time you can prevent him from creating terror. We fight terrorists around the world, and yes, sometimes they're asleep. That's the best time to hit them without hitting other people.
But that's the point, Moshe, you did hit other people. You hit 224 people, and 90% of them were asleep in their beds too, innocent people.
When you have a person that's holding a bomb, and if he will press it, 1,000 people will be killed.
Okay. Well, like I said, we'll get onto the bomb and
I'm talking even about the usual terrorist, not a nuclear terrorist. And he now beholds thousands of people, and you have to hit him. And then there will be another two people hit. You tell me, what do you choose? To hit the terrorists and two people with them, of thousands of thousands were killed. Now, this is not a theoretical question.
Well, that's the problem, though. That is a theoretical question, because there is no evidence that Iran has a nuclear bomb. So those people who were asleep in their beds weren't holding bombs at the time. They were asleep in their beds.
There's plenty of evidence. Iran has sent its forces not only to Israel, but to England, to Europe. It's holding terrorists all around the world. It's financing terrorist army like Hezbollah and Hamas. It's giving its best money to target the Western world and the democratic world all around. This is not a theory. Now, Sabah isn't an Israeli organization. It's a nuclear world organization. And it says Iran has made significant efforts that will stand it a few months from a nuclear bomb. That's no theory. And this nuclear bomb won't threaten only Israel. It will threaten Ireland and Europe itself.
Let's look at the evidence, Masha, if you don't mind, on the nuclear bomb.
Yes.
Because this is the reason that has been given by Israel, that the reason is that Israel was acting in self-defense because Iran was within months of creating a nuclear bomb. Now, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said just in March that its assessment was that while there was a stockpile of enriched uranium in Iran at its highest levels, the U.S. assessment was that Iran was not building a bomb.
Well, this is not what the world is telling us. This is not
That's what the U.S. is telling you, your best ally.
Sabah and European intelligence are saying the same thing. Iran isn't enriching uranium just for fun. Iran isn't doesn't have 2,200 missiles and building 50 new ones just to target Israel. It's targeting Ireland, it's targeting Europe. Look, you can close your eyes, you can say it won't touch me, but I'm telling you, you're next. Ireland is next. If Israel won't target Iran as a nuclear country, Ireland is next, England is next, Europe is next.
And if Israel we could just stick to evidence. If you don't mind, facts and evidence, Masha, if you don't mind, and the U.S.-based Arms Control Association, the U.S.-based Arms Control Association also said that when pressed, Netanyahu did, and I'm giving you a quote here, did not present any clear or compelling evidence that Iran was on the brink of weaponizing.
Okay, so I'll give you the best evidence you need. Believe me, there won't be any question after this war that Israel has done a big favor for Ireland, for England, for Europe, for all the democratic countries around the world. Believe me, we don't want our people killed. We don't want this war. We don't seek this war.
But
the
only reason Israel started this war. You started this war against a country that does not have a nuclear weapon, saying that you're acting in self-defense, but in fact you are the aggressor.
Sarah, believe me, when I listen to you and I can't believe what I'm hearing. We're talking about an aggressive country that for the last 45 years, since it took over Iran from 1979, has done its best to send its terrorists to Europe, to the United States and to Israel in order to target the Western world. That its clear agenda in its writings, in its sayings is to wipe out any Christian person on earth. This is not only about
Israel.
That's
a different argument, Masha. I'm not asking about Iran's terrorist organizations because the reason that has been given to... No, because the reason that has been given to us for Israel's actions is that Iran was within months of developing a nuclear war. Now, I've given you the evidence or the lack thereof that that is true. Therefore, that makes Israel the aggressor in this situation. Iran was involved in the...
It's not what I think.
It's what U.S. National Intelligence thinks.
The terrorist telling you that he has intentions and he sees you as the big Satan and Israel as a little Satan. And if he can only have the way to do it, it will kill you. You don't wait till he has the weapon to kill you. When he says to you, you are the Satan, I will kill you, I will take over United States and Europe. That's what Iran says on an everyday basis. This is written, this is said by its leaders. And then he says, if I only have the power, I'll wipe you out. So you don't wait till he can wipe you out. That's reality. That's how you fight terror. And Israel has done a big favor for the Western world here.
Well, the Western world is asking Israel to de-escalate, is asking both sides to de-escalate. And in the last short while, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iran has now sent messages, urgent messages, to both Israel and the US, expressing its desire to stop the violence and resume talks that it was involved in with the US, the nuclear negotiations. Should Israel heed those calls from Iran, de-escalate and end the war?
I think so, yes. I think Israel will be willing to speak to Iran. And as far as Iran is willing to quit its nuclear weapons, I think Israel will also be on the way to stop any other fighting with Iran. And we said it from the first moment. Iran won't have nuclear weapons, and Israel will do its best to negotiate that. The minute Iran will actually show that it's willing to go back to the negotiations, yes.
We might move on to Gaza, if you don't mind. And Haaretz reporting today that residents in Gaza say the IDF have escalated attacks in the Strip since Israel launched its war with Iran. 29 Palestinians killed in Gaza in just the last 24 hours near aid centres that were opened by Israel and the US. Eyewitnesses in those camps telling Haaretz that heavy gunfire was opened on Palestinians who were approaching aid distribution points. There is no defending any of that, is there?
Again, Hamas is hiding behind its civilians. Israel, as you said yourself, opened aid centers for people to have what to eat, what to drink, what how to live their lives. And
there
Hamas
four,
is trying
there
to
were
target
400
that
centers.
Because it was taken, because Hamas was taking over whatever was going into the Gaza Strip. Hamas used all the food and whatever was going in and took over 50% of it, making its own people pay for the food that we let in. So now those aid centers are targeting Hamas. And we are saying to Hamas people, you won't do that anymore. We are giving the people the food, the water, and whatever they need for life. And yet Hamas, as a terror organization, has to stop ruling and crueling the life of 2 million people.
You're not giving people the food and the aid that they need for life. You've opened, I think it's 4 aid distribution centres when they used to be 400. And when Palestinians are approaching to try and get food to live, the army is firing at them. The IDF is firing at them and killing them.
No, I mean, the IDF isn't shooting innocent people. It's only shooting Hamas people or those who are trying to fight its people. Look, I was a
children
fighter
are arriving
in the
to hospitals
myself.
With gunshot wounds, Masha Terpaz. Well, we've spoken to doctors who've treated children with gunshot wounds to the head.
That's done by Hamas. That's done only by Hamas.
A CNN report got weapons experts to look at the rate of gunfire that was seen and heard in the footage where Palestinians were fired on at these aid centres. They looked at the footage, they looked at images of the bullets retrieved from victims. They said it was consistent with machine guns used by the Israeli military, and multiple eyewitnesses said they saw gunfire emanating from Israeli tanks on hungry people looking for aid.
Israel is a democracy. The Hamas is a terror organization. Israel is trying to defend itself from a terror organization.
From
Israel
hungry people looking
best.
For aid. Desperate, hungry, injured
best.
People looking
Sarah,
for aid.
Israel is doing its best to defer Hamas from the civilians, that Hamas is hiding behind them. This is what Israel has been doing for the last 600 days in the Gaza Strip, and yet we have 55 hostages still held by Hamas. So Israel, as a democracy, just as Ireland, does its best to fight for its life, to defend its people, and not hurt any other civilian. Hamas itself is hiding
You're
behind
starving
them.
2 million
That's
people, Masha. You cannot
about.
Talk about protecting
That's
civilians when
seeking.
You are starving 2 million people.
We're not the people that are starving them. We had supplies going into the Gaza Strip all over the war, like no other country did while it was in war. Hamas took that supplies and used it for itself. Then we stopped the supplies for Hamas and we opened supplies only for civilians.
All right, and we've discussed
again,
what's happening at those aid sites. All right, Masha, we'll leave it there and thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That's Masha Terpaz. Thank you.